Episode 47. We're how do we say it?
Alive and in effect.
We are live.
What's this saying?
This is behind the scenes. No, this is in front of the scenes.
Coming at you live and direct. That's it.
You ever hear that?
Live and direct?
Yeah.
And now
I caught Chandler Jones once on Snapchat. I held it up. He goes, coming at you live and direct.
Nice.
He's in Vegas. He got out of some car, a fucking big cloud of weed. He stepped out. I was like, holy shit, Chandler Jones? He was like, what up, my man? Then he looked over at the Snapchat up. He goes, coming at you live and direct from Las Vegas. Then he just walked away. It was great.
Nice.
And that phone had so many videos on it, got smashed, and my daughter smashed it. And it was a fucking Samsung Galaxy. They don't have like an iCloud.
What are you doing with a Samsung Galaxy?
I know. Good question.
What would you do? Like, people got a Samsung Galaxy. I don't even want to talk to you. Like when the green comes up on the screen, I'm like, who is this person?
That's very snobbish.
I know, but I'm saying,
Well, here's the thing. I was very used to it. It was the first smartphone I had. It was before I went to rehab in Florida. So I was just, you're just used to it. And what happened was, I smashed it or something, and I had so many videos on it. I went to the store, and they're like, yeah, you got to, like, special order this phone because it's, 80 million gigabytes worth of stuff on it. And, like, it'll take, like, 2 months to come in. And the guy goes, iPhones have that much. And I was like, well, that's it. It's like you not having your phone right now. If they said to you, hey, you can get a Samsung that can hold, you'd be like, all right, let's go.
Me and you got to have a serious talk about what you did to me in Colombia when you told me that T-Mobile was no good in Colombia. Okay, that's great, Mike. Dynamite, you should have told me this way before we went, because that you said you got to come back, you got to change your service. I changed it to AT&T when I got here. It's horrible.
My daughter tells me that.
It's horrible. I gotta switch back.
Really?
It's terrible.
Is it that bad?
It's that bad. I try to upload a story on Instagram, and the thing is spinning and spinning. I went to the store to the kid, and I said,
no, did you tell him you knew me?
Well, that's one thing I don't want to do when I'm in Colombia in the park. Yeah. I tell them I know you, but when I'm at the AT&T store, I don't tell nobody I know you.
T-Mobile was terrible for out of the country.
Yeah, it was horrible. Yeah, and then because you're usually prepared, Mike. You're usually the guy that
I burned out every carrier. I think I'm at AT&T by
by shit.
Yeah, like I think I'm out of my other. My only other hope was Mint Mobile there. You ever hear that?
Yeah, Mint Mobile, I'm saying. But who's that towers do they use?
Because you ever hear that story about Mint Mobile? You know who that is, right? Sprint. You know who founded that place, who invented it or whatever, right?
I'm going to show you that.
Who's the actor, the funny Canadian guy? He's in like the superhero movies.
Oh, you're talking about the-
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah,
he started that Mint Mobile.
Yeah.
And he made a mint off it.
Okay, so listen. Hold on. You got to hear this. Is AT&T
went right over
service-
his head, Justin.
Slower than T-Mobile in Massachusetts. I asked ChatGPT this. You ready? Yes.
ChatGPT don't know nothing.
Yeah, it makes Google look stupid. Listen,
really?
Yes, in Massachusetts, T-Mobile is generally offers faster data speeds than AT&T. For instance, in Boston, T-Mobile median download speed is approximately 121.9.
Oh, I got to have at least 1.
While AT&T is 99.3. I was in the middle of, listen, honest to God, I got to be honest with you. I was in the middle of an X video last night. This might shock you. And I try to go to the middle of it and it just stopped dead. And I had to like, wait, and T-Mobile, you just go to the thing and it just starts playing again. This thing's, so I was like,
get yourself a burner, John. Get yourself a burner.
There's a marked difference, bro.
Really?
AT&T, yep. I don't know what I'm going to do. This is a crossroads in my life. I just got the phone from AT&T. I thought it was great service. You raved about this shit. And
I didn't rave about AT&T.
You said you got to get AT&T when you go back so you can have international service.
Yeah. Yes, I did say that.
I should have talked to Gio.
T-Mobile sucks too. T-Mobile. Unless they want to pay T-Mobile's me, good. Then I will get a T-Mobile tattoo on my forehead. All right. What do we got going on? What's today? Thursday. A lot of stuff in the news. We got the Karen Reed trial. That's starting back up, right? They should just scrap that, right?
There's no way that's still going
on. There's
no
way she gets convicted. And you know, I don't know. I don't know what the hell she did, but I just know they really fucked up the whole case. So it's a wrap, you know, whether or not, you know, you got all these people out there wearing pink, like these crazy nuts supporting her. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck she did that night.
I think it's shocking that they even had a retrial. That to me, I was like, oh, it's over. Yeah. They were like, no, they're retrying her. I'm like, there's no way.
This guy Proctor, I mean, like, do they call him back?
I don't think
you're out there, Michael Proctor. We need a manager at the Soba House.
And a guest if you want to come and be in the middle here. Yeah.
We're actually kind of fans of you, Proctor, with the old, you know, going through the phone looking for the naked pictures of her and saying you wanted to blow out her fart box or whatever the hell you said, right?
I would have been guilty of the same thing, I got to say, but...
yeah. What a terrible, despicable human saying that stuff about a woman. No, So that's that. The Karen Reed trial, it's going under. She seems very confident, too. It looks like a walk in the park.
She's going out with that lawyer now, right? Is that, am I correct in saying she's going with the lawyer?
The one from Miami or whatever? I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm saying I heard they were an item. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how true it is, but yeah. She seems like.
It'd be funny if he died next, right? Got hit by a fool. Like, Googling fucking,
yeah.
How long if I throw him in the Everglades will he
will it take
before the alligators take him down?
It's amazing.
All right. This week's biggest news. You ready, Justin? Donald J. Trump. Right? Yeah. Bitcoin, stocks, tariffs, bottoming out. Today he put a little pause on the tariffs, right? And the market rebounded, I guess.
Yeah.
But I like to, I didn't like, you know, the other people. I don't know. When people would argue with me about politics, you know what I'd say? I don't know enough to argue with you.
Yeah.
I really don't know enough about politics. Never did I pay attention to it. But, you know, this guy that's getting bullets whizzing by is fucking clipping his ear and screaming fight. I'm like, all right, I like this guy.
Right.
People like hate on you. Well, you know, the orange man, you think he's got. No, I mean, I don't know. I looked at the other side. I looked at him.
100%.
I don't care, Republican, Democrat. I'm like, yeah, I like this guy over there. 100%. That's it.
If, you know,
like Clinton, when he's getting smoothies in the White House and playing the sax. Yeah, that guy's awesome. You know what I mean? That's just.
But I just think, I mean, my opinion of the whole thing is that, of course, you want a guy that's. Like, looks like he can stand up, looks like he wants to take charge. So, like, here's the thing with politics with me. I just think that everybody parrots what they hear on the news or hears what other people say. I don't think a lot of that stuff is based on individual opinion other than, you know, formulated from somebody else's opinion. And I just think that, you know, I mean, people get so it becomes a moral issue. Like, who did you vote for? You know what I'm saying? So I kind of stay out of the political realm. I got enough problems in my own life than to debate about who's a. I like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So I would have voted for him if I voted.
Yeah. Same with me. If I voted, I definitely would have voted for him.
You were too busy robbing brownies out of fucking Dunkin' Donuts. Ooh, and
maybe.
The old, what I learned tonight was the old get three bags, hide one bag, and only pay for two bags of Doritos.
You know?
So I couldn't stop laughing for about 15 minutes because I thought it was hilarious. But I mean, Mike, between us, we're fucking 116 years old. I mean, honest to God.
Wow. So, no, we're not. We're 110.
Well, but, whatever it is. 11, like close.
111. Oof. Justin, so whenever I get a sandwich downstairs at Pizza, I love those guys too. The Albanians downstairs at Pizza Maria, they're great people. Even though I get over on them every week when I have a sandwich there, but they respect that, the Albanians, more than anyone, you know? They're like the Italians. So I usually get
now, hold on. Listen, is it an Italian or an Italian? Because they don't come from Italy. They come from Italy, right? So they're Italians.
Yeah.
That's Italians. Now we're going to give you a grammar lesson on this show tonight.
Yeah,
it's an Italian, not an Italian. But anyway, go ahead.
It starts with an I, right?
It starts with an I.
Okay. Okay, so I usually get two bags of Doritos, sometimes three, right, with a sandwich. But you get up and get them on your own. They don't get them for you. So if I have two, I roll up the other bag real small, and I put it in the first one. So when they come and take the trash away, you know, they only see.
This is really honest. That's why every video I start with this guy, like I'll do a story and I'll be like, I'm with this degenerate tonight. So, I mean, it's warranted when I say that. My friend Gio got on me last night. You know, you swear. Yeah. Don't swear. He goes, you know, because you got like a good following of people. Like when you swear and he goes, you could tell a great story. You don't need to use that type of language. But when you hear something like that and you're with this guy all the time and he does this stuff, you have to always preface every video with, I'm with this degenerate tonight. You know what I'm saying? You have to.
So tonight,
mandatory.
So tonight I had three bags of Doritos with my best chicken Caesar wraps on the planet at Pizza Maria in Braintree, by the way. They should sponsor this fucking podcast. Maybe you should bleep that out.
I think they do already. I'm saying you already robbed them for 30 bags of chips. I mean, they do.
So tonight I had three bags of chips. So I'm rolling up the bag, putting it in the, he's like, you know, what are you doing? I says, well, you know, I'm getting
some. I only laughed for 10 minutes straight. I mean,
I'm in the process.
The comedic value of it is.
I'm getting some free Doritos is what I'm. Yeah. You gotta get something for free in this world, you know? It's just how I am. It's instilled in me. But getting back to Mr. Donald J. Trump. So all his haters now, you know, have had reason to say, you know, he's in it, you know. And like I always say with everyone in politics, you know when you'll know 3 years from now? Like you could tell me everything that he's an idiot on foreign policy and all this stuff. I don't know. But what I want to get to, and I remember I put a post once and people were riding me, that's your boy, about the immigration stuff. Right? Now, I know some good people, right? People will go, oh, what, your roof isn't going to be gone or this, that. But no, there's a lot of good people that come over, right, that are getting yoked up. But did you hear about this guy? Was he from Maryland? Did you hear about this?
No.
Yeah. He was a gang member.
I don't know. Was he?
He was. They were like, oh, dad from Maryland. He was a gang. He was MS-13.
How do you know?
That's what they reported.
Yeah. You know how that goes.
Enemy Johnny. Fire.
Yeah. Enemy put something on the news and it becomes
It's gotta
fact.
Be true, right?
Yeah. I mean, they said it.
So, I mean, my whole opinion about that is, of course, I mean, politically, we agree with that, right? But individually, right? Everybody has an individual story. So when we meet people, right, Mike, we met some people in Colombia, right? Sweetheart people, these people like, you know, that really don't have much, that they're just genuine people, they're good people. So on like, you know, when we put everything into a box, right? And we say like, this is bad. All these people are bad. But I mean, individually, when you get to know people, I mean, I just think your heartstrings get tugged a little bit because everybody has a story, right? All ex-convicts are pariahs, right? So when people get to know us and they're like, you know, Jermaine sat here the other night saying, I love what you guys do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what about the guys like, who was it? Willie Horton got out on a furlough, raped a girl.
Like
right?
Dukakis.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, and then that ruined it for everybody. So I just think that, I mean, you have to look at things as a whole and view them as a whole. But I mean, individual stories, you know, it's a hard, complex issue that I don't think there's any right and wrong answer to.
Well said, Johnny. And there is a right and wrong answer to it.
Okay.
Getting back to this guy in Maryland, do you even know what happened to him?
I have no idea, Mike.
Exactly.
Just as I suspected.
Just as I suspected. You don't know what the fuck
told
I'm
me
talking
you,
about.
You said, don't think, let me do the thinking. You said it a long time ago to me, and I've been doing
I'll
it.
Do the thinking.
And here I am at 9:30 at night.
I'll
okay?
do the thinking around here. Okay, so Trump and the U.S. United States government got something where they can deport these gang members, and they're sending them to this horrific prison in El Salvador. You got to check out this. What's a Bukele or something?
I've seen how the guys got that.
Wow.
Yeah.
This prison.
Not like any we've ever been in.
No, sure. This prison, they got them. They must cane them like an eight because they're running, bringing in the foods. When they bring them in, their heads are shaved. Yeah. And they're like down, bent over. Yeah. And anytime they're out of the cell, they are running, right? They got these fuckers working all day, right? I mean, I was making license plates for a while, but I mean, this prison. they send this guy on one of these deportation flights to El Salvador, and he ends up in this prison. And you know, I'm hearing that he had a Chicago Bulls hat on or something. So they, all right, you might have had a, you know, Familia tattoo.
Okay, yeah.
Or something like that, right? So they immediately labeled him a gang member. And now a United States federal judge actually ordered them to bring him back to the United States.
Wow.
So the Trump administration is defying the order, saying, there's no way for us to get him back and this and that. But you ain't human if you ain't thinking, imagine if this guy has done nothing and he's not a gang member and he's in this prison. So you read about this prison.
It's like Guantanamo Bay too, right? I mean, they said it like that. I mean,
No. They're like 25-man cells.
Can you imagine? Hold on. Can't.
No mattresses. No pillows. Steel bunks. One toilet in the middle. No privacy. Bright lights on 24 hours.
That's it. I'm slicing my wrist.
There it is. Bright lights on in the cell. 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And on top of the cells are like grates, like a catwalk, where the cops are constantly walking back and forth, looking down at you.
It's brutality, bro.
That's
brutality. That's something we'd never – that I shouldn't say we never. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I know I can speak for you. That's something we've never – we've been in prison for a total of probably 40 years between us, and we've never experienced anything as extreme like that.
Nothing like that. Imagine like – I mean, I've done a 3-day weekend in the police station with the lights on.
That's bad enough.
It's maddening.
It's maddening. That's right. It'll drive you insane, yeah.
Okay, so on top of that, zero privacy. Like, you can't even jerk off. You can't even rub one out. Like, I mean, you have zeros at one toilet
that
in the middle.
That brings us back to the internet, but go ahead.
It might, it might be
slow
like,
speeds. It might That's be my like, problem.
It might be like a bucket in the cell, the toilet. Bright light on 24 hours a day, 7 days
a week. The light, bro. You had me at the
20
light.
20 or 25 minutes.
Listen, I used to in jail. You know what I would do? Like, the cop would do the count, and I would, like, get out of my bunk and follow him out and be like, hey, don't forget to shut the lights. Every night, he goes, Bartolomeo, you've been doing this for 5 years. I know. I shut the lights off every night. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Because sometimes
you forget, you're waiting you're 2 hour.
Days. Yeah. Yeah. Now you're outside waiting for the cop to come in. They're outside smoking cigarettes. You're trying to get his attention. What's the matter? I'd be in there a little while. So I used to get them on the way out the unit.
Yeah.
Please shut the lights.
Yeah. The bright lights on 24/7. So what this president of El Salvador did originally, I guess it might have led the say the country, the world and murders. I mean, it was real bad, these gangs over there in El Salvador. Definitely. And what he did was he just went through kind of like what that guy, wasn't Duarte? What was the guy in the Philippines?
Duarte,
who just gave them Duarte permission to just take everybody out. Oh, if you think they're doing drugs, you can, I don't want to say the word, right? Because Justin won't
edit
it out.
You can unalive them?
Yeah, unalive everybody. Now there's all kinds of super. So, and the people from El Salvador, like, loved the president, I'm sure, because he went through and just locked up all these gang members. And what he did was he put them all in this prison all together. You know, if he just would have locked the door and walked away, they'd be, you know, wiping each other out. You want to say the word, right? It would be like that. But they're in this place where they're just, they got them, man. Imagine being in there with no,
not for a second.
Yeah, not for a second.
I mean, and I'm like, one thing I know about in life, there's one thing I'm an expert at. That's like, doing prison time.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I'm an expert at. But I couldn't imagine like 7 minutes like that, those conditions.
The more I read about this prison or see about it, I mean, I just, I know I'm being redundant, right? I can't imagine.
It's not like, what adjective do you, like draconian, like what adjective do you use to describe that? Abject. I'm saying like, there's no adjective that like, you know, could really describe that. It's torture.
Yeah.
Torture.
Yeah.
It's torture.
And going
and like, what about a shower? Does that even like, do we even come into the play with that? Do they have a sink? I'm saying, do like.
I forget. I don't know if I read about that part yet, about the showers. They probably just give them like the, like in Rambo, the fire hose. No, I don't know what they do. I'm sure they do. I don't know. I'm going to venture a guess and say there's no hot water.
I'd say, yep. You're right about that.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, how long do they keep these guys in? I don't even think any of these guys got a trial. Not the guys that that got deported, but even the guys there that they rounded up, a lot of them, I mean, I'm sure a lot of them are doing life. Imagine doing life in a place like that.
No.
I'll tell you one thing. It's going to knock down the recidivism rate, you know?
Dramatically.
Right? Because if you get out of a place like that after even doing a year, but imagine doing years in there.
No.
It's got to fuck with you mentally, right? Having the light on all the time. Well, I mean, it's stupid. Yeah, obviously, right? But I mean, when you get out of there, you got to be like, you got to be shook, right? I wouldn't be spitting on the sidewalk if I had to go to that place.
But, you know, so you always say that, and that's the intention of every, you know,
yeah, you
of
forget.
Every penalty.
Yeah, we got built-in forgetters,
right? To deter people from repeating, or other people in society to see what you have went through and say, I would never want that. You know what I'm saying? But how... That seldom works, especially when you put mental illness, drug use. Yeah. There's many factors to it. So, but that is so extreme that that would probably keep any kid on the straight and narrow, you would think. But, I mean, different cultures, right, Mike? Different things. I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm just saying, that, you know, going back to this poor guy, right?
Oof. Anybody there. I don't care if you slayed 30 people.
Yeah.
Imagine just being in there afterwards. Jesus.
And they deported that other one, that Venezuelan. I think they sent him back to Venezuela. I'm surprised they didn't send him there. Do you know the one who was making the TikTok videos about invading the houses in the United States?
Yeah. And how to squat.
He got a one-way ticket to Caracas,
so
Venezuela.
That's the opposite end of the pole, right, Mike? So we say with that, you know, this we know these some people, right? They're here working, they're hard workers. Look, not for nothing, Mike. Listen, least of all, you and I want to do hard work, right? I'm saying we're older fellas anyway, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, these are people
I'm a hard worker.
These are people that, you know, do a lot of like hard work, menial labor.
Yeah.
And you know, they got good family values, a lot of people. You know, don't forget. So, I mean, I embarked on this study of the Spanish language. So I was in the Spanish TV rooms watching the Spanish news all the time. And, you know, it hits a little different when you're on this side of it. You know what I'm saying? When you're watching the English-speaking news and you're like, you know, you're a conservative. But don't forget, Mike, we're conservatives at heart, but we were in prison. We need liberal measures to get out of prison.
Yeah.
So it's a hard, you know, you always got to look at both sides of the fence. And that was, you know, the hardest thing to do was, you know, to be, you know,
I used to say, well, I guess I'm a Democrat because Republicans.
I need to get out of prison.
Yeah. And Republicans were the ones tough on crime, minimum mandatory, this and that. So I said, I'm not on that side. That's what.
Well, I'm saying we found out later that Donald Trump was the only one that passed the good time.
The federal.
Got out of jail a year early because of Trump.
Yeah.
So that was that.
Yeah. You got.
I mean, that's just, you know, that's not, I'm not making a judgment call there. I'm just stating a fact.
Yeah. So that was good.
It was amazing.
Fucking 1 year. I mean,
that's it.
You know, every year counts. You get older, you know.
Every day counts.
I was talking to my father today and some stuff popped up yesterday in the memories. And it was, I made a post on Instagram. It was 12 years ago in Florida. I was on South Beach. When I got out of rehab, and I'm looking at the picture, and I'm like, wow, 12 years. I mean, seems like a while ago, but it was like that, right? And I'm like, wow, in that picture, I was, you know, 43, 44, I'm 55 now, right? I'm like, wow, 12 years like that. And I'm like, wow, 12 years from now, I'm going to be 56. 12 years from now, I'm 68.
I don't even want
to,
please.
That's why I'm going to book a flight to Colombia and get it in. It's, you know,
listen. May 7th.
No, I know.
May 7th. I didn't even unpack my luggage, right, when I got home from Colombia, and I put the request in for my parole officer. I mean, so, and, you know, this brings up another topic about how, like, I got castigated, right? Because.
Castigated.
I got abused on social media. I had a post with me and Mike, and there was a girl that was 19 years old on a boat, right, that I met in Colombia. And I guess I'm 56, so I mean, a 19-year-old girl is too young, I guess. But
creep.
I mean, yeah, creep, but I'm saying.
The girl I was with was like 30, remember?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, sure. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
no, okay. The one with the big guy?
Oh, yeah.
She was all thick, right. Though, huh?
Anyway, so, but I mean, you know, different culture over there. I'm saying. I mean, over there, drinking age is 18, everything. The age of everything is 18. And, you know, there's all things that are different customs and cultures in that country than there is here. But
And Johnny speaks Spanish. He was talking every fucking
Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Tom, Dick, and Harry. Yeah, yeah. Lisa, really. Mary.
Yeah. No. So, all the names end with an A, but yeah, right. It was great. I went all around. I went to the Coffee Triangle. I hit Bogota, visited my friend's family, and I bounced around. But I stayed
in Medellin.
Yeah.
And I was in Cartagena. Yeah. Cartagena for a day. And then when I go back, I'm probably going to go to Tulu, to Jay's house.
Oh, yeah.
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 They got a house in Tulu. Tulum. Yeah.
Tulum, and then, right?
Tulum, yeah. I thought it was spelled Tulu, but and then probably go to Cartagena because he's most familiar with that area. That's where he stays.
We went to the running of the bulls there and way outside of Cartagena.
We were the only three white people there, right? And the first thing me and Mike heard, Mike don't speak Spanish, right? But I had my phone up like this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I caught it though.
And the guy goes, "Yo, dude's got an iPhone." Like, in other words, like,
yeah.
And the worst thing, like, forget about three white dudes being there, right? Just three non-Colombians, not in Medellin, not in Cartagena, not where, like, the tourists go, but in this place that only Colombians go to.
It's like Tabaco or something. It was way out. Yeah, it was way out there.
Now, even add insult to injury, I had this knockout Colombian girl with me, right? So everybody, you know, that doesn't go good, you know what I'm saying? Over with the host population, probably. You know what I mean?
But you kind of look a little Colombian.
Yeah, I speak Spanish, but yeah. So, but they had our friend that was
the way we were dressed, definitely. You know,
he got this long blonde hair, and about, I think it was like about 14, 15 days prior, he almost had his ankles.
Everybody knew him, yeah.
Ankle seven, and everybody was like, "Gringo, gringo, gringo." They were calling, taking pictures with him. Everybody stopped over there.
Did you
see
that video?
Which one?
Of the kid with
Jay McAvoy. He's lived out in Colombia. Well, he goes out there for like 3 months at a time, speaks fluent Spanish, but, he was out there running with the bull, so he tries to get – and he broke his ankle. The bull got him.
No, what happened was he got tangled up in this rope. Yeah, no, the bull got him for sure.
He, like, dodged a little. It got him on the side. And then when he went down, they were trying to get the bull in, so there was ropes around him, and the rope caught his ankle, and the bull took off, snapped his foot.
Jay McAvoy. Go on Instagram. Jay McAvoy.
And there's video of it happening.
So, he's got it on his front
page. So the video kind of goes viral in Colombia and on Facebook of him. So we were in Medellin in a restaurant. Someone goes, "Were you on YouTube? Were you the one with the bull?"
No, so, they said he had crutches there. So they said, "No, that's him. That's him." Yeah. And I noticed somebody noticed because I'm with this guy all the time and everybody notices him. And I'm like, "Mike, those guys noticed you." You know what I'm saying? So I seen the play and they were like, we said, you know, something to them afterwards. And they were like, "Yeah, we knew that was you." You know what I'm saying? In Spanish, they were saying it to him.
When we go back to the run of the bulls, we're in the stands. The place is ready to collapse. The people that were there, I mean, it was awesome, right? It wasn't, you know, touristy. It was real off the beaten path. Just a cool thing. There was a couple
authentic
of knife fighters.
You can get it.
Knife fight. Remember the knife
fighters? Yeah, they were showing that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was
different customs, different cultures.
Yeah, it was amazing. And then the kid says, "You want to get on there and run with the bulls?" So I says, "Yeah, I do."
It's kids on crutches. I'm like, "Mike, you nuts, Mike." So kids on crutches.
We're going to climb down the wall to run with the bulls. And Johnny, like, gets up and says, "No, I'm not letting this happen." Yeah, you know? It's always someone like that, you know?
I'm the most judicious guy you got, kid, I'm saying.
There's always one of them in the crowd. Yeah. Oh, you might get hurt.
Yeah, we're playing basketball. I say, "Listen, the only foul is attempted murder." Yeah. If I'm the most judicious guy you got, you got a lot of problems.
But looking back, I should, if you're going to do something like that, whenever you go away, and I never do it, I did it like once recently.
We were talking about this.
Because I've had a couple incidents where people get hurt, like this kid had to pay like 17 grand. Was 17 grand?
Yeah, 1700?
Was 17 grand? If you go to the hospital down there, you don't get insurance. It's not like here. Your insurance don't work. They're like, "Hey, you're paying the bill. You're not going home."
And right, I'm saying what Mike said.
So you
got to
get some type of medical insurance.
Let me get that passport.
Yeah.
I got your passport. Whenever you pay your bill, come to the customs. We'll give it back to you.
Yeah, you're not going nowhere.
They ain't playing.
No, you're not going nowhere. I wanted to go down there, and I was gonna, you know, like a real idiot. Imagine the book.
And you might listen.
Hey, but that would have been a great story, right? Yeah. Oh, you know.
That's what he thought, too, when he almost got his ankle taken off.
At the wake, they're playing the organs. So my daughter's in there. So how did he die?
I told him not to go. The kid had crutches.
He was gored to death by a bull. They'd say, "Yeah, nothing was ever normal in his life anyway." Yeah. It's very fitting that I mean, he He got wiped out by a bull in Colombia.
Well, it was a great experience, though. I mean, to be there, like, and I know I can talk for Mike too, because you know we're in these situations where, like, we're in prison one day. Like, so I was in prison one day, and I'm on a Lamborghini boat in, you know, in Cartagena. I'm at this event in Colombia with all these Colombians, like, you know, and it's almost surreal, you know. So it's such a quantum leap from being in one environment to going to another, you know. And it's all Mike's fault. Whatever I did in Colombia is Mike's fault.
And I think it was great for him too, because you know, he learned Spanish in prison. He started learning it in 2015. So, you know, and he, you know, and when you're locked up, obviously you're around a lot of Spanish people, so you can talk it. Then you come back home and you know, you're with all your friends, and none of us are speaking Spanish.
You don't
for the
practice
most part.
It
yeah,
as much,
you don't
sure.
practice it. So
you
it
don't
was,
listen to it
yeah,
as much.
You loved it. You loved it. Not, you know, not, and yeah, the girls are beautiful and everything, but everything about that place.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. Man.
I mean, anybody can take a certain event or two events and say, you know, you listen, people, I don't have time to respond to my own friends' comments and texts. And, you know, I mean, it must be a great luxury to have time to, you know, denigrate others for things that you can't do, I guess. I don't know. Whatever the case may be is, but I mean, as it pertains to like Spanish and speaking Spanish down there, and you know, Mike will tell you, I was in my element. Like I was having conversations just to speak, because, you know, it's a great exercise and, you know, an accomplishment. It's an exercising an accomplishment that I made in my life, and I'm proud of it. I'm saying that's the greatest thing I've ever done in my whole life is learn Spanish. And to have it actually, you know, to speaking in action, in actual real time setting with people and communicating and understanding. I mean, it's an amazing feeling.
I'll tell you, after like 4 or 5 days, he grabbed me, you know, get up, have a coffee's unbelievable, have a coffee, go for a walk, workout, whatever. He's like, he goes, I was just walking this morning. He goes, I just started crying. My eyes filled up with tears.
I had tears in my eyes.
I couldn't
like,
believe
it. It was just such an amazing feeling.
Yeah. Right. That's what I said the first time I went. No, it's fucking amazing.
It's surreal, you know. To be in such a restrictive environment for so long, and listen, you know, I've probably spent 10 years of my life, like I've spent 27 years in prison, but 10 years of my life walking on tracks in circles in prisons, thinking about
counterclockwise
the day that I would actually be able to. And then, you know what I would say sometimes? I'd be like, that's never going to happen. I'm fucking just this daydreaming. But to actually have it come to fruition and be there and feel it and experience it, and to actually be able to incorporate such an amazing tool that I learned myself is just, it's a great feeling. So there's no other way to describe it. And when I told Mike one day, we're in, I believe he left Cartagena and I was still there for a day, and I was leaving with my friend, and I just said, Mike, listen, I just got to tell you that I was just walking out of the hotel, walking to get something to eat and bring a couple of coffees back to the hotel room. Man, I just want to let you know, like, I just had this feeling of like overwhelming gratitude, you know, and like my eyes filled up and I thought about it, and just to experience that and to feel that, like, cause I used to look at the razor wire, and I'd be in my cell by myself, and I would just feel these feelings. Like, and they would bring tears to my eyes. Like, you know, I miss my mother. I miss my father. People in my family had died. And to juxtapose these two feelings, you know what I mean? That, like, you know, I always say it's a consolation prize. I lost my mother, my father, my brother. You know what I mean? But to have these two feelings, the complete high and the complete low, to compare them to, and it's just, you know, it's an amazing feeling, and I'm glad I got to experience it. And you know, Mike engineered it for me, so I mean, I'm grateful for Mike for that.
Yeah, it's had to be a great feeling, you know, like when you're landing in the plane, you're looking out. It's just so different when you're in South America, no matter where you are. You know what I mean? Just the greens, just everything. It's just, I don't know. It's like another planet, you know. And when I first got my passport, a friend of mine, it was 2019, was it? Yeah, 2019, I think. It was 17. I think it was 19. But a friend of mine, John Sullivan's like, oh, you got to get a passport. You know, we're going to, I'm going to Belize with a friend of mine. He should come with us. I'm like, no, what the fuck? I want to go to Belize for. And I remember I was dating this girl. She's like, what are you, crazy? Go, you know? And I got the passport and I went to Belize And I remember I was at a Patriots game once and I met this kid and he started a window washing business. I got to find this kid. Started a window washing business in Newport, Rhode Island. And, you know, all those mansions out there, right? So, you know, he ended up doing real good. He's got all these, you know, all these customers and all these big mansions. And he'd surf, you know? So he's like, oh, I get on a Costa Rica and, you know, it's beautiful, the ocean. I go surfing. So I get to Belize and these guys are like, oh, we're going to do this now. I go, let's go to this. There was like some island we had to take a ferry over to it or something. I said, let's go over to this island. So we get to this island and the guy's like, listen, I rented a hotel. There's only two beds and a couch. So one night, you know, someone will have the couch. And the next night I says, no, I'm good. I'm going to get my own place. You know what I mean? I always like my own thing, you know? And then he rented this little like golf cart you drive around the island on. And he was with this other guy. And the guy had on one of those little, you know, he had a fanny pack, right? So I'm like, I'm not driving around in this fucking golf cart with, you know, three guys, one of us wearing a fanny pack. I says, no, I'll just get my own golf cart, you know? So
that was
there,
the greatest thing you did was get separate rooms.
I mean, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I got to do my own bit, you know?
I do my own bit. Mike, you know what? That's the one thing you love about me. I do my own bit too. It's perfect. Works out amazing.
So we went around this island and it was just amazing. You know, I did a little scuba diving and I have trouble breathing out my nose. I'm a heavy breather. A lot of times I'll make a video and I got to wipe it out because I'm like just... The comments will be like, smoke another pack of fucking Newport, you fat bastard. I'm a mouth breather, you know?
People are so they're great. I know. We love them.
We, you know, scuba diving, this and that. And then I remember I was, I rented this hotel and there was like a pool at night. Now right away I'm on Tinder in Belize. I met this like black island girl. She was about 220 pounds, but she was where we were cannonballing in the pool. He come out. He's like, "What are you doing, dude? I go, this is what I do, my friend. You know what I mean? I'm looking for some company, someone to hang out with, have fun with." And I met this girl. She showed me all around the island, these tropical juice stands, everything. She, you know, like, I want to go off the beaten path. I don't just want to go where all the tourists are, you know? I want to see, you know, what it's like. So we're in Belize like 3 or 4 days and he's messaging me. He says, hey, we gotta take the boat. Our flight's tomorrow morning back to Boston. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I booked a flight to Guatemala and then I'm catching a flight to Costa Rica after that. And he was like, what? I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I want to, you know, check out some other places. Yeah, why not? So he, you know, he took off and he got on the ferry and I chartered like a plane to go to the mainland. It was like a half hour plane ride or something. So I think I went right to the airport and then I was going to Guatemala. And we go walking across the tarmac and it's this little plane, you know, with the props, the twin props. And this fucking guy.
Puddle jumper?
Yeah, this guy flying it. I mean, minimum 350 pounds.
Sweat.
He's got the face cloth. You know the guy.
The face cloth. He's got a shammy.
Hey, the face cloth on the shoulder. Yeah. White beater on. He's wiping his forehead. I'm like, oh man. So I pile
in. Was he smoking Pall Malls? That would have like topped it off for me.
I hop in with these two little look like little Mexicans, right? And we're flying over the ocean, and I'm fucking. They're all looking out the window, right? I looked out once, right? And I'm just looking right at this guy, and he keeps wiping the sweat off his brow, and I'm like, this prick has a heart attack right now. It's game over.
No, you'll fly the plane, Mike.
Right? So he lands, and So I went to Guatemala, then I went to Costa Rica, and ever since then, you know, a couple months after that, I went to Colombia, then I went back to Costa Rica, then DR, like, I'm just like, I don't know.
World traveler.
Like you said, I'd never been anywhere, right? Never had a passport, you know? I never got my, like, I didn't have parents that, like, took us to Disneyland, you know? I didn't have that life growing up. I never went on a plane till I got out of jail when I was 18, out of Billerica, and I started right again selling coke. And I was with this girl, and we went to Orlando, Florida, Disneyland. That's the first time I went on a plane, you know? And when I got to Disneyland, I just wanted to go to this Wet n Wild thing, this water park. And I got there and it was closed. And I took like a, an ounce with me, you know. So I actually locked myself in a hotel room for 3 days and smoked. Didn't really
Wet n Wild, do an ounce of coke.
Yeah, well, it was closed.
So. I might as well, you know, bang this ounce out.
Yeah. And I remember being in 7-Eleven in Orlando and buying tin foil and baking soda and two cigar tubes. And they're just looking at me like, you know, that was the height of the, you know, 1988, 89, the height of the old, you know, crack epidemic and all that stuff. And once in a while, I'd do it, like once every 2 months because I sold it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I wasn't like, you know, up to doing it every day. But yeah, that was like that was the first time I ever got on a plane. So I'd never really, you know, never really been anywhere. You know, later on in life when I was trafficking drugs, I was going to Mexico and going to San Diego and Tijuana and back and forth to there a lot. But I'd never been anywhere really, like on vacation.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And yeah, now I fucking love it. You know what I mean? And like I said, you're getting older. I want to do what I want to do. I want to go do something and have fun. I enjoy it. I don't give a fuck as long as I'm not hurting anybody else, right. You know?
No, 1,000%. I agree with that. And, you know, also about like the plane rides too. I love the plane ride. And I remember when I was flying to LA recently, I got this cramp in my, like my butt, my left butt cheek. And it's killed
me. My calf's not up.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So
I don't know
you're
what
on
it
these
is.
Planes for this long amount of time. But you know what I always think about? It's better than, because I had many a plane ride with a waist chain, shackles.
I never did
and
that.
Handcuffs. Of, you know, Con Air.
No, I know. I've never, you know? Yeah.
So I always, and listen, you would see people like the biggest, toughest guys go like, no, I can't. Like hyperventilating. The marshals would have to go over there and calm them down. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you're going, buddy.
Yeah. No, there's no, you listen, you have no choice.
Yeah.
So what do you think they're going to say? Okay, Mr. Smith, you can take a bus. No, that ain't happening.
But you don't want to be on a bus from what I hear.
I'll tell you one thing. The best times I ever got transferred in jail was when it's a straight shot. If you make it there that same night, like medical transfer, when I went from McKean to Devens to have my hip done, it was a straight shot. Just they got a van with me in it. I was alone. Those holdovers, brutal. And that's every time you fly
police
on a plane.
Stations or
you got to go to Oklahoma City. That's usually where you fly into. And then you hold over there and you wait for maybe a bus, another plane.
Ugh.
It's brutality. Listen, everybody asks me, yo, how did you do that? I think about it now in hindsight. I don't know how I did it. Because I don't know. Because it was just because you had to do it. But just pure torture thinking about it now. Like, just like you say, like being in a cell with the lights on all night.
Yeah. Oh. From one extreme to the other. From one extreme to the other.
The worst.
Speaking of Devens, a friend of mine, Mickey Ward and Dickie Eklund's nephew, their sister Gail Connie, Red Dog, their son Shane Connie met you in Devens.
Yeah.
I got to have Shane on. Shane's got a great story. Shane got locked up for murder when he was 11.
Imagine.
Remember when he was a little kid, you know? And then
11.
He, 11. 11. So yeah, I messaged him. Like I said, hey, he's like, oh, come on. I messaged him, you know, and he didn't get back to me. Maybe I got an old phone number. I got to get him. He told me he wanted to come on. He's got a great story.
Yeah.
You know,
we have a lot of the next couple. I mean, we had Jermaine. I don't know if anybody could top that. It was a great podcast.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of good guests coming on.
Yeah.
I guess like it's me and you, like me and you. Like
yeah, 100%.
Me and you.
As long as you play your cards right, Johnny.
As long as I play my cards right.
Well, you know, you're going
to. You promise to take me to Columbia
again?
You
got that. You're going to pay for lunch.
I'll be here. Yeah, that's it.
I'll let you know what you want.
Yeah, I'll be here. I'll sweep the floor if you're going to take me to Columbia again. I'm good. I'm in. Justin, you're all set. You got the night off, kid.
We're gonna get Mickey Monday on. You know Mickey Monday?
Yeah, Mick Monday. I'm saying I didn't realize. You know, I met him. We met him, right? We met him with JG and Oni.
Yeah,
and we met him with Rex DePalma.
Yeah, JG and Oni.
And the kid's like, he's serious. He's the real deal.
He's cool too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's a sweetheart.
Then I realized he's really cool.
You had that. I mean, you know, you only make me laugh like 5 times a night, like to piss my pants. But when you said, "Ain't nobody getting this guy's wallet," yo, listen, hilarious. Listen, it's the best. Listen, because you know what? I'm around a lot of people
he had a
right
big
now.
Chain on his like, you know, some people got the chain with the wallet.
He had the huge chain. It was all Mike's story. He did it, like you know, and it just made me piss my pants. But I mean, the thing, and I always say it about Mike is that because I've been a lot lot around a lot of people, like influencers, and they want to do skits and they want to do certain things. And Mike's really not into it. Me, I'll hang out. I'll do whatever. You know what I'm saying? But the stuff with Mike, that's why I gravitate toward you, Mike, all the time. Because I always talk about you always pump me up and tell me how much you love me. And I always go, I love you, Mike. You're the best. But I mean, all your stuff is so organic. And it just makes me laugh from the gut. And anybody can say whatever they want. Because there's always going to be haters, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and people are, this guy, that guy. I'm not into all the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, listen.
You've been around it your whole life.
If I like a guy, I'm with him. You know what I'm saying? That's my forte. That's why I'm where I'm at today, because people respect that about me. So, when it comes to you, it's just, there's a lot of, there's always chatter, this or that. You know what I'm saying? This guy or that guy.
I like to think most people, though, and then when they get to know me, he's all right.
Yeah, I'm saying, I'm saying when you ask people about it, when you ask, there's been certain friends that I'm like, all right, what's wrong? Not you per se, but other people. And they're like, hey, listen, this is this. You see this? You see that? I'm like, well, you're right. Okay.
Yeah.
You got that. You're right. So that's on me. You know what I'm saying? But, when people start saying things about people and they're like, well, come on, you give me the type thing. And in this day and age, it's not like we're on the street corner and we're hanging out. Social media is a different animal. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody, and at its very core, right? Social media is what? It's very self-centered. This is your page. This is for you. So we're all self-centered in a certain way, right? Because this is us. It's not a community. We're not, it's a community of maybe content creators and, we like to help each other out or not, but it's at its very core, it's a self-centered thing. And that's the way society is today. This is the structure of society. So, and I don't shy away from it. I'm just engaged in it. You know what I'm saying? But if I like a guy and I hang out, I had this conversation with Jake Scally today. You know what I'm saying? So, and I like Jake and he's a good kid, man. And he's genuine. You know what I'm saying? And C Money too. I like him because he's a solid kid. And he's done some things that I looked at and said, wow, okay, I like this kid for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I mean, those are the guys I kind of hang out with. No, I had a friend of mine last night saying, how do you, where is the nexus that you hang out with this guy or that guy? And I'm like, it's a different world. If you tell me, if you show me something, you say, hey, listen, this guy's no good because of that.
Yeah.
There's been friends that have done that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're right.
Yeah.
You know what? You're 100% right. You have that. So if you give somebody that ammunition and you're going to let them do that and you're that type of person that, cooperates with the government and whatever the case may be is, even if it's an inconvenient factor, sometimes in my life, it's been inconvenient. I wish I didn't know it. But I do, so I have to act accordingly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But other people, it's just like a clash of personalities. And even Tommy and Chad, right?
Yeah.
So, but I don't see no reason why. I mean, they're successful.
Oh, yeah.
They're successful. They're making money at this. And if that's your only reason why, they're successful.
Yeah. If you get a personal reason,
thing. But if you're just going to be, they're successful. So I see that. And, I draw my own conclusions with things. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but I obviously gravitated toward you after we got together, in this very room for the first time, really. Got to do the podcast, but because everything is organic, you know what I'm saying? And I genuinely laugh, you know what I'm saying? I could watch your stuff all day and be like, yo, this shit is hilarious. You know what I mean? And me and you obviously have a lot of the same likes and dislikes too. So, I mean, it's just, it's just a natural thing, you know?
Ika, my guy, Ika. We got to get Ika on here. Green runs deep. Babs on the mic who does
the Patriots thing. Yeah, we need him. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Green runs deep.
Yeah, Green runs deep. And Babs.
What did you eat today, sir?
Yeah, what did you eat, Mike? Mike from the corner store.
Yeah, we get Jake Scally.
His partner doesn't like me because I threw a.
Yeah, well, I'm saying that's a whole other thing for another story. Yeah. And if he wants to come on and talk about that, that's fine too. Yeah. I mean, Money.
We talked to him. We kind of we talked about Money's mother's birthday. We kind of we didn't kind of. I think we did.
Whatever the case may be, I'm saying
I gotta throw another coffee at that kid. He's back. I didn't know where he was.
Oh, yeah? Mm. Good. Maybe you'll get some more people to hate you.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? This is the world we live in.
Yeah.
I'm sure people seeing us hanging out and they say, oh, this, that, the other thing. I'm sure, I don't know. come, you know, hang out, I guess. I don't know if you're
none of that. None of that matters, right? Yeah. None of that matters. What matters is your close friends and your family, what they think about you. You know, what my kids think about me, my father, that's about it. You know, what my ex-girlfriend thinks about me. Yeah, I don't got a girlfriend anymore. I mean,
we
Justin.
All want to be liked by everybody, right? I think that's a
the just last
a
Columbia na- trip
natural
was
natural impulse.
Death knell.
Yeah, I know. This guy telling me, like, you know, now, I don't know if I can go or not. I mean, come on, Mike.
Well, we just got back. I mean, May 7th is pretty quick. I got
you told
I got
me May. You said when we were down there, we were talking to a couple people down there. I don't know if their names ended and what you say they ended.
A.
But you said, hey, yeah. So you said like, oh, we'll be back in May. So I took that as we're coming back in May. So
yeah. All right. Maybe I'm at the end of May, which I did.
Yeah, all right. We got a little leeway with the date. I got to see my probation officer tomorrow. She called me anyway. So
have you seen her since you got back?
No, listen, what am I doing? The last time she came to my house, I said, I'll bang out a urine real quick for you. She goes, nah, I didn't even bring her a cup.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one thing. I mean, that's a walk.
Yeah.
Once you, if you ain't pissing dirty, I'm saying that's 90%.
Getting arrested and pissing dirty.
Well, I mean, you get arrested. That's a hard hurdle to overcome.
Yeah. Or getting your name run.
Yeah. Well, you get your
name.
They stopped me at customs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they said to me, we just noticed that you just got out of prison. Do you have permission to travel?
Did you hear about this, Justin?
No.
So then he said, no. Then he goes, listen, I don't like to throw this around, but I'm a close personal friend of Bean Shooter.
Yeah,
and they were like, listen, sorry.
Like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, just close the suitcase.
We harassed you.
We don't want you to miss your flight. You better get going. And he just took
so
right
I
off.
Think precisely, that's the reason why they pulled me over in the first place, because I wasn't with him, but they know I was with him anyway. But anyway, when I got there, they were just like, and I said to them, you know, when they inquired about, you know, you just got out of prison, we see you're on, you know, probation, federal probation. And I'm like, yeah, I said, you know, you have documentation that you can travel. And I was like, well, I don't. I have the text chain with my probation officer, I said, but also it's international travel. It has to be approved by a federal judge. So there is a court order. And he was cool. And he was like, yeah, okay, I'm going to try to get in touch with her. Then like 10 minutes later, they said, just, we're going to go have your bags checked. I was like, yeah, no problem. You know, and then I talked to the guy down there and he was obviously knew my whole story, but he was asking questions like, hey, what do you do for work? I said, well, you know, part of it is I own my own clothing company. And he goes, yeah, he goes, I like that sweatshirt. I had a 27 straight sweatshirt on. He goes, I really like it. He goes, I think it's cool. I'm going to look you up, you know, so it's pretty cool. Yeah, it was nice. You know, I mean, I always talk about, you know, the difference between living an antisocial life and a pro-social life, you know. Now I try to build relationships with people and, you know, I mean, sometimes despite your best efforts, it don't work. But for the most part, if you're nice to people and you're engaging with people, right? I'm saying they're authority figures, right? We don't like to be, nobody likes to be pulled over. Nobody likes it. But I mean, you know, my first reaction before, and I seen people coming into the Roman Customs saying, oh man, you know, what are you talking, me of all people, what do you got me for? Is it because of this, that, I'm wearing a purple hat? I mean, listen, whatever.
Well, you're not hiding nothing.
Whatever the case may be is, say, sir, what do you need from me? What can I get for you?
Yeah.
Let's expedite the process, whatever, you know? So, and you know, that's part of, you know, effectively communicating with people. Sometimes it's difficult. I'm not perfect, but I like to think that I do a lot better job than I did a long time ago.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, how's your brother Charlie? Maybe we should get him on one of these.
Charlie would
too.
Be a great guest to have on. I mean, see, and the thing about Charlie is
really shy.
Well, the thing about Charlie is everybody on planet Earth goes to Charlie to get their taxes done. Like everybody I know, like
I know
everybody's like, oh, your brother does my taxes. Oh, is your brother the accountant? And I'm like, yeah, my brother's the accountant. He goes, oh, he does my taxes.
I got a call from somebody while I was away. I'm not going to say who it was, but it was about a business I have, and I was late filing some paperwork that is very important. Of course, I was late and. It just happened with my roofing company. I didn't do the audit for workman's comp. They were canceling it. I'm running around trying to get this paperwork in. Now they want everything 3 years of tax. Like I'm always dropping the ball on important stuff. You know, they're like, we sent you 6 emails, like telling you the deadline was this date. Like, what don't you get? Now you're canceled. So I'm always going through this. But I get a call. I was in Columbia and I was Jay's friend, the Spanish kid, began with a P. I forget his name. Kid
Jay
from
who?
McAvoy, Columbia.
Oh, yeah.
So kid was from Medellin. He had us in the clubs. Me and him and Jay were like,
No
white kids around. These kids are like some serious Colombians. And he come on the boat with us. He actually knew the guy with the Lamborghini boat. And he rented it for us. And he had some girl. He come on. And so I jump
off. Nice kid too. Good, really good kid.
Yeah, good people. So I jump off the boat and I'm in the water and fucking around. And all of a sudden the kid's saying, hey, someone's calling you. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And he's like, no, the same person keeps calling. So I look and it was somebody who was important and, you know, it's something to do with my business. So I grabbed the phone. I go, hello. And she was like, you know, you're supposed to have this paperwork to me. You had somebody sent it to me. It's not professional. It's scribbled on. And Spiro do it last second. He's like, you know, he just wrote some stuff and sent it in. She's like, this is so unprofessional. So I thought I could hit her with the, okay, sorry, you know, I'm out of the country. You know, I'll take care of it when I get back. So I said, oh, I'm sorry. She goes, I don't want to hear that. I go, I'm out of the country. And she said, listen, I know you're out of the country. I think everybody knows you're out of the country.
Classic.
And then she said, it's common knowledge.
You're out of
the country. I was like, I'm like running down the beach.
This is why he can't go back and mix. It started with that phone call. Then everything afterwards is everybody saying, what are you doing? Yeah. What are you doing with your life? Every time we turn around, you're in Colombia.
Yeah, you got to take care of
this. I catch flack for this.
You got to take care of your business. You got to take care. You know, so it's like, oh, and then. So, yeah, there was that, you know. And so I went running down the beach. And we were on, like, this private island. And I'm walking down this beach. And there's, like, a fence. It was just crazy. And it was, like, I just had this thought. It was like the end of Shawshank Redemption when he's walking down that beach looking for, the guy working on the boat. It was just, like, deserted like that, you know. And every once in a while, like you did, you know, I'm looking around like, wow.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at the water.
The enemy don't want me. Nah. Yeah.
And then you want to know what? Hey, so the funniest thing out of this whole situation is picture what Mike's going through right now, right? Yeah. Picture all this, like all this stuff going through his mind. And he still had time to get his phone and peek through a hole in the fence, get me talking to the girl he brought on the boat. And he goes, just as I suspected, Johnny talking to my girl.
Making time with my girl.
You know what I mean?
Goes over there in Spanish and
so
starts fucking.
So the phone is always on 100 with Mike. So just, you got to know that. No matter what you're doing, he's got you.
That was a good one.
That was a great one.
But that Lamborghini boat was awesome.
It was amazing. It was nice. It was, you know.
All right. This was a last second podcast.
It was good. We did. Yeah. This was great.
It was awesome. You know, I had all day to call some guests and line it up, but no, I didn't.
I was waiting. Listen, the funniest thing is I was up since 7 o'clock. I went to the gym, got it out early in the morning. I'm talking, not even at night. So I was waiting for Mike all day. So at 7 o'clock, I think I'm just going to go home because Mike hasn't called me. Right. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, hey, call Jake's friend. See if he wants to come on the podcast at 8 o'clock. And it's 7:30. And I'm like, Mike, hold on. So then he sends me a voice text saying, what the fuck, John? He goes, make it 9. Who's better than this fucking guy? You got to love him. You have to. Like, you have to love this guy. And if you don't, there's something wrong with you. Because he's like that case that everybody has that, like poor kid didn't have a mother, like didn't have a father. He got brought up by the lions. You got to take care of this guy.
Raised by wolves.
Exactly.
Stay raised.
Always a pleasure, man. I love being here. This is great.
Yeah, that's about it. The other day, I went and saw my guy. Was it Antoine Jewelers in Westboro? They're going to be sponsoring the pod next week.
Awesome.
Yeah, good people. And Marty, who does the municipal stuff for Mark, and he works with the rapper from Worcester there. How am I fucking drawing a blank? What's his name?
Joyner Lucas.
Yeah, my guy Marty. They hooked me up. Great, great people over there. And yeah, I got to get back out there this week. I end up going to do something for them, and then they're going to be selling me a chain for my daughter. So they got me. You know what
they
I mean?
They got you.
Fuck.
They got you.
Like, oh, Jordan, look at this chain. And I'm like, why did I just send her that picture? Of course, she's going to be like, yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who is it? Oh, no, I don't like that. You know what I mean? But yeah, we'll be talking to them this week. A few other things going on. Get some good guests lined up. You'll see who they are. It's at 40. What episode is it?
47.
Wow, 47.
47.
I can't believe I'm still doing it. I had a little 3-month hiatus where I fell off. It was cruising right along.
Come back stronger than ever.
Yeah, we did. We've been regular.
Because you got me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Absolutely. All right, that's it. 47 in the books. Pea shooter. I like the jet. Let's go.
you. If you're wearing a mask out there, if a sheriff's gonna get you. He always shoots from the hip for ice coffee.